this a moment. We gotta keep pushing forward.
We want change. We want justice.
Injustice that we've been seeing is not okay.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Let us be perfectly clear.
Black lives matter.
Wow, wow, wow. There you go, family. There you go. That anthem, the new anthem for the movement. Jack Ross, it's okay to be black. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, good brother?
Man, thank you for having me. I'm doing quite well myself. How about you, man?
Man, doing good. Doing good. You know, I know you kicked this thing off early in the year, and this pandemic probably messed up everything because you was you was singing for, you know, Urban One, you performing in D.C. and all these big places. And next thing we know, in March, we had to shut it down.
Shut it down. Yep, absolutely, man. But still been fortunate enough to be blessed enough to be a part of some great things as you just played that NBA campaign. So we're still tugging along and trying to move forward the best way we know how.
Now, did you see that coming, in the NBA using your song for a PSA?
Absolutely not. I had no idea. I was so excited when my team landed that spot. It's a dream come true. It's a dream come true, being that I used to play basketball. So to me, I feel like, in a sense, I finally made it in the league. So it was so
Man, you play basketball and you play the keyboards too, right?
Yeah, I play the keyboard. I play a little bit of the drums. As well, you know, but singing is my niche. That's what I love to do.
Brother, you got that singing game on lock. You got it on lock. How did you hook up with Rodney Jerkins?
You know, it was a wild story of a friend of mine. I was working with an artist. I was working with a producer in Orlando, Florida by the name of Andy Anderson. And through him, I met a guy who became a good friend of mine named Mezzo. And Mezzo was working in the mall, and Rodney happened to be coming through that mall. He looks at Rodney and said, "Hey, I know a legend when I see one." And Rodney and him begin to talk, and Mezzo just has this New York swag. He's a great business guy. He's just awesome. And, you know, says, "Hey, man, I got a couple songs I want to send you." And it was around the holidays. I think it was Black Friday. And Rodney's just like, you know, why not? Here's my email. Just don't flood it. And the story continues to go along. Rodney leaves and he says, "Hey, if you're looking for an artist with a legendary voice, I got a friend." And Rodney kind of stops him and lets him know, "Hey, like that doesn't even exist anymore. Don't use that word legendary. That's a big, scary word." And he sent my song to Rodney, and it was the first song that Rodney played when he got in his car as he was leaving the mall. And as soon as he heard, according to him, the first 10 to 15 seconds, he was sold enough to get back in his car, park, and go find Mezzo. And we hooked up. I rode up to his house, sung for him in person, and we've really been rocking together ever since then. So that's the short version.
Wow. See there, Old Town? Of course, we're in the heart of Pine Hills. Rodney Jerkins is hanging out at the mall here in Orlando.
Yeah. You never know who's there.
I'm going to tell you a crazy story, man. I was at the Hookah Lounge back in the fall time around 2:30 in the morning. Had some friends from Michigan visiting. And guess who comes and sit right next to us for like 2 hours? Big Shaquille O'Neal.
You know, man.
Yeah, for like 2 hours, just chilling with family, friends, and like, you know, Orlando's like that. You never know who you're gonna meet. You just, you know, it's it's like that. That's how I get down, man. So this thing happened kind of fast for you, man.
It sure did. You know, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. Again, you got to give a shout out to Mezzo, and the biggest piece to this puzzle is Rodney Jerkins. You know, he saw something in me and believed in me enough to take a chance on me and got so many people involved, like Miss Kathy Hughes and the Urban One Honor Awards I got to be a part of. Just so many game changers and supporters who have been with me early on. And I really appreciate all of that, because I know that it's making all the difference. So it's huge.
Now, you've been compared to like Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, a lot of these legendary R&B singers, man. Is that a lot of pressure on you, bruh?
Well, you know, I don't count it as pressure. I can only be who I am and give credit to all of those great legends, Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Otis. You know, I don't think anybody is touching those guys at all. So my job is just to try to bring my generation a new sound that maybe they're not familiar with, and create my own lane and ride that wave as long as I can.
Wow. Now, the new project is out, but I know you, this touring thing is kind of like, you know, reduced because of COVID-19. Do you have any dates coming up?
Well, you know, no touring dates as of now. However, I'm excited that I can break some news for you guys right here that on this coming Friday, I'll be releasing It's Okay to Be Black 2.0.
Featuring
D Smoke and Buddy. It's going to be a wild one. It's going to be a wild ride. So you guys heard it first, all you Floridians out here.
Yeah.
It's Okay to Be Black 2.0. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's just a way for people to gather and be proud of who they are once again. So I'm excited about that this Friday.
Now, for people who don't know, you wrote It's Okay to Be Black before this pandemic happened, before this crazy stuff happened with Breonna Taylor and all the different killers, police killers, right?
Absolutely. So this song was written probably about a year in advance to all of this news that went down. You know, it was written as an inspiration to my daughter, just encouraging her to be who she is and encourage her to know that there's nothing wrong with the skin she's living in and embrace it. And also to let Black people know that it is okay to be who you are. And by okay, we mean it's excellent, it's exquisite, it's the best thing happening for you to be Black. So embrace it and be proud of your heritage. And we were luckily ahead of the game on that. And unfortunately, these things in our lives took place, that police brutality and social injustice in such a negative way that we probably hadn't seen in a long time. But it still makes the song more relevant and almost like an anthem for the people and the culture at this time.
Now, you got to belong to somebody's church, bro, because I'm listening to your music. There's no way they're going to have you in town. You're not belonging to somebody's church.
Well, my father, his name is Alfonso Ross, and I'm a member of his church down here in Live Oak, Florida, Spirit and Truth Ministries. You know, I grew up a preacher's kid, so that church soul is just kind of in me. And you see it when I perform, and you probably hear it when I sing, and maybe even when I talk, it's been said. So it's all over.
Now, you did a tribute to, like, her on your Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did she hear it?
You know, I'm not sure if she heard it. Maybe she did. Maybe some of her counterparts. You know, sometimes these bigger artists have moving pieces all around. So maybe she heard it. But it was just a way to honor her. I think that she's an amazing artist. And she's a Black woman who deserves to be praised, not just as a Black artist, but an artist in general. She's super dope. And I just wanted to share that moment. And hopefully she got to see it.
You know, if you don't mind, I want to play a little bit of it. Is it okay? You
good? Go for it.
Okay. All right, family, check this out. It's Jack Ross that's doing a little tribute for her. Check it out.
Me, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Baby, hands in the soap. Have the faucet running and I keep looking at you. Stuck on your phone, yeah, you're stuck in your zone. You don't have a clue, but I don't wanna give up. Baby, I just want you to get up. Lately, I've been a little fed up. wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? And baby, can you focus on me? Me, oh. Can you focus on me? Focus on me, baby. Can you focus on me? Me, cause one, nothing ever will change.
Man, brother, brother,
thank you, thank you.
Man, you are the next big thing for real. You are, and you're humble. I've been following you. I actually, a little disclosure, I went to Mexico, I think it was last month, and I had to fly to Phoenix, and I was driving from Phoenix to the Mexican border, and the radio station in Arizona played your song.
Wow.
It's a big hip hop station there. And now they didn't just play it once, bro. They was playing like every other hour. And you know, I'm hearing it's like, it's okay to be black. And I'm like, man, I'm starting to stick my chest out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Certainly.
And you have started something, man. You took a song, R&B song, and you're the up-tempo and put some consciousness into it, man. And I'm feeling the stain, and it's about to blow up, bro. So I might not be able to catch up with you in about a month from now.
You can catch up with me anytime.
Man, but you know, tell me about your road to consciousness, because we don't get this a lot. You know, your songs, I listen to them. It's about love.
Yeah, you know, I think there's two parts to this. One thing about both Rodney and I is that we are both preacher's kids, and okay. We just kind of believe in inspiring people and giving the best of people, whether that be the best of love, the best of being socially conscious or woke, anything. We just want to give our best, and I think for me, my motto is always being an artist that aims to give truth. You know, I just want to inspire, motivate, and give truth to people so that they can all grow. Not saying that I got it all together, but I certainly hope to grow more and more each day. And I hope that my music causes people to grow and think and to be challenged. You know, so that's really the goal, to see some change and some growth in everyone who listens to the music.
So what has it been like to work with Rodney Jerkins? I mean, this guy touched the lives of Brandy and so many other entertainers.
You know, it's been quite phenomenal. I've been on record saying it before, and I'll say it again. I think that Rodney Jerkins is the greatest music producer of all time. And not just because he personally touched my life, but he's touched so many people's lives. And to be so young still in the industry, he has so much more to give. So, right. You know, that's the first thing. But, you know, just working with him is an honor, and it's a privilege. He's become more like a brother than anything. And our chemistry in the studio is always well. It's always light and a good time. And I just enjoy it. And I recognize and understand how blessed I am to be in this position, to be working alongside.
Any collaborations coming up?
Well, right now, again, I can tell you again with the this Friday's release, It's Okay to Be Black 2.0, collaborated with D-Smoke and Buddy. And, you know, maybe in the very near future, coming soon, there may be some more excited news, but I got to hold off before I can.
Okay.
Right. I don't want to jump too soon.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm excited about the future for sure.
I'm gonna talk to your assistant as soon as you are ready to start touring. We got to get you to Orlando, and we got to get you to the other markets that the show is airing, because I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in what you stand for. You trying to shine the light on things that are happening and doing it with class, with R&B, and they definitely right to compare you to Marvin Gaye, because that's what Marvin Gaye did.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's a high compliment. So thank you.
Now, you, before we go, you got a new video that you came out with, Questions.
Mm-hmm.
What is Questions talking about?
So Questions is a song that really just speaks on, again, being self-aware. It's a song that asks so many tough questions, so many tough things that we often try to refrain from. You know, one of the things, the first question of the song says, who do you think you are to pray to God and take a life, you know? And one of my favorite lines in the song is, how do you whoop your child? Well, when they talk, you don't listen. You know, little things like that to make us think, and things that go on in the world every day that we see or pass by, but we refuse to challenge. And sometimes I think it's important that we challenge ourselves, and that's the only way that we're going to grow, and when we ask those tough questions. So Questions literally is a song compiled of a bunch of questions that myself and Mezzo, Dark Child, and a buddy of mine named Andy, we all compiled it together and got the song Questions. So it was super dope. If you get a chance to look it up and see it, all your listeners, make sure you do that. That is going to be life-changing experience in that song.
I want to play it if you got time, and I know how your schedule is.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna play it. We live on radio, but also live on Facebook. Hopefully, Facebook don't stop the speed. You know, get the fan too many hits, man. They block you. So we're gonna roll a little bit of the song, because I think our viewers need to see the images that are here. Check it out, family. Jack Ross, Question.
You doubt and treat you like you don't have any rights. Will you stop killing what was created just to live? Are the people who fight and forgive, do they exist? Can we make this work if we don't understand as one? Do you ask for change when the same old thing just gets redone? Do you call on now when wisdom just can't be found? Can I really say when everyone is asking me? Question. How do you love your neighbor if you don't trust your brother? Question. How do you pray all day but your home still suffers? Question. How do you love your child but don't respect your mother? Question you, but question myself. Who's gonna be the one to take us to the promised land? Is the hope my father tried to make me understand? Will we see that hate divides and separates? Can I really say when everyone is asking me? But allow the bygones. How can you act like the man but can't raise your son? How do I question you but question myself? I may not have all the answers, but I know when I trust in God, he'll work it out. He
you were sinners. How do you trust the systems when the crooks run prisons? How do you eat out the tree when you know it's forbidden? How do you whoop your child when they talk you don't listen? How do you preach a word but still don't live it? Oh, how do I question you but question myself?
Yeah, family, we live on 98.5 The Wire, Pine Hills, Orlando, 103.7 of Muskegon, Michigan, Power 105.3, Benton Harbor, Michigan. You just heard it right there. Jack Ross, questions. You said, how can you eat from the fruit when it's forbidden?
Yep. How can you eat up that tree when you know it's forbidden?
There you go. There you go. So you combine in your music, I noticed God is mentioned. And I know that probably means a lot to you, right?
Most certainly, you know, as a believer, I want people to know that I am a believer, and I feel like so many times, you know, our faith is put on the back burner when it comes in the music industry and just in life in general. And I just want people to know that I'm not ashamed of what I believe in, and I'm very, in fact, very proud of that. So, absolutely.
Wow, that's good. That's good. What else would you like to share with our audience before we go?
Well, you know, man, I just want everybody to make sure that you follow me on all my social medias. Please follow me on my Instagram at Jack Ross. And also please make sure if you like the music that you follow me on Spotify and listen to everything that I have available. And new music coming out this Friday as well. And you can follow me again, JACROSS, Jack Ross. And I just appreciate all the love and support that everyone shows me, all of my supporters from all around the world, and especially right in the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State. So I'm trying to do my best to represent you guys.
Man, you're doing it, bro. We're proud of you, man. And since I know you right up the road, man, you know, we got kids up at Florida State. We got to do a show up there and, you know, Tallahassee and have you come on down to Old Town. And Absolutely. Then we shoot up to Michigan and we got to go into negotiation, man. Cause you flaming out here, brother. You hot, you know. For Phoenix, Arizona to not even have a huge black population to be playing your song the way it was playing it means that it's resonating with people. And absolutely. And unfortunately, in this industry, you have this thing called payola, which we don't do. None of my stations, we don't do that. Don't get down like that. But and so it's competition out there with these artists that's getting paid to be on radio. When music like yours is educational, it's enhancing our minds and our thoughts. It should be on radio. As soon as that program director hear that song, they should like, hey, we got to add this.
Yeah, thank you.
So stay encouraged, continue to do what you're doing. I know this pandemic happened at the worst time because this is your year, bro.
It's all well. We got so much time, for things to continue to go well. And I pray not only for my career to go well, I pray for everyone in every endeavor that you all are getting into, that it does well in spite of this pandemic. We're all going to be just fine.
Thank you, brother, man. We got to have you back. Peace and blessings to you. So there you go, Old Town. Now we know that Rodney Jerkins is hanging out at tomorrow. So
thank you,
Jack Ross. Continue blessings, brother. Thank you.
Peace, man.
All right. Going back to my music, Afternoon Jams.